You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not possible. Either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer. As you may know, my dearest co-host, Dory Shafrir, is on maternity leave, but later in the episode, we will be joined by Natch Butte host, Jackie Johnson, to answer some questions. Because as you might know, this is a mini episode where we hear from you, share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability. And please remember, like we always say, we're not experts. We are just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums. We're also just podcast hosts. And, you know, I want to make sure we're always encouraging you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor or a mental health professional as needed. If you do want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. Okay, so first up, I wanted to respond to a bunch of listener emails we received on about a caller from our most recent mini episode a few weeks back. And here is one of those emails. I thought you offered kind and wise advice to the listener who called into the most recent mini episode expressing an overwhelming response to her unexpected third pregnancy. I'm surprised, though, that you didn't mention that the listener could consider ending the pregnancy. It sounds like this was an unplanned pregnancy that has thrown her life into significant distress. While she does not mention not wanting to proceed with the pregnancy, it certainly seems like something she could take into consideration. It is not uncommon, nor in any way wrong, for a mother to choose to end a pregnancy for any reason. There is even more stigma around mothers who already have children choosing abortion, and I wish you had brought up that option in order to unpack the stigma. Thank you so much, listener, for writing in. So we received a lot of emails about this call from listeners who were really expressing disappointment that we, Dory and I, did not bring up abortion as an option for this caller. And you're totally right. This is definitely an option. I mean, I'm only going to speak for myself here because Dory is not here. But I, You know, I do identify very deeply as pro-choice. I was an intern and volunteer at Planned Parenthood. And, you know, I was really appreciative that people noticed this because honestly, during the conversation that we had on that mini episode, this did not even pop into my brain. I am really grateful that so many people did write in. So thank you for that. I really appreciate you listeners contributing to this discussion. I did want to mention, because we are in such a fraught time where reproductive rights are being really challenged and threatened by state governments and possibly also on a national level, that you know, I talked about this on my Instagram. I am a monthly donor to Planned Parenthood, but you can also, there are also many wonderful organizations that you can donate to. There's a great article from The Cut that lists how to help communities that are currently being threatened by these 6-week abortion bans that are being passed through state governments that are very, very scary. So thank you, listeners, for weighing in. I really appreciate it. We also got an email from a listener whose original email was featured on mini episode 44. And they had gotten fired and were trying to figure out some self-care after getting fired from a job. And they wrote in to tell us this. I got a job. It took a while and was discouraging at times, but it was so worth it. The culture and commute are so much better at my new job. It's like night and day. This was also a really transformative experience for me. I've learned what I love, what I don't, and boundaries that needed setting, and hope to carry those lessons into the new job. Thanks to you and this amazing community for your support. Well, congratulations, listener. That's very exciting. We're super pumped that you got a job that you feel really great about. I love that the community supported you. Forever 35 community is pretty amazing. So that's really exciting. And we love updates. So thank you so much for updating. It's such a treat when an email comes through that's a follow-up to a past email or call or whatnot. It's such a thrill for us. So thank you very much. We really appreciate you letting us know. Okay, I have another caller who's going to weigh in via voicemail. So let me play that for you.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Jennifer from Irvine, California. Today is my 50th birthday, and your podcast inspired me to go get my first ever facial. It was amazing, and my esthetician didn't even try to sell me anything. So thank you so much to Monica at Lemon and Honey Day Spa. And I want to encourage everyone who doesn't maybe want to use complicated products. I never have. I've used Cetaphil for washing and St. Ives apricot scrub and Olay moisturizer and a sunscreen. And that's it. And my esthetician said that my skin is beautiful. So that was really nice to hear. And even though I have fun with other products sometimes, I just wanted to let people know that it's okay to just use the simple drugstore stuff too. Thanks so much, Kate and Dory. Love the podcast.
Jennifer, happiest birthday to you. What a great little story. So glad you went and treated yourself. And I loved you encouraging people to do the same thing. And I also loved your product, Rex. That apricot scrub is a classic, an old standby, if you will. But we're so happy for you. I hope you had a wonderful 50th birthday. And I love that the podcast could have inspired you to go get your first facial. That's so freaking rad. Makes me so happy. So Jennifer, thank you. I know we are all wishing you a happy birthday. I'm sure every listener is thinking the same thing as me. I'm sure every listener is wishing you a happy birthday. From their headphones? Is that where we're doing it? Yeah, from our headphones. So we're going to take a quick break and then I will be right back with my mini episode guest, the one and only Natch Butte host, Jackie Johnson. You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style. Mm-hmm. And figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like
fashion, I feel like, is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not possible. Either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So Jackie Johnson has graciously agreed to step in.
My honor.
And help me answer some listener questions and voicemails. So we're going to kick it off with a voicemail.
This is so exciting. I feel like Fraser Crane.
You are. This is your moment.
But I'm Roz and you're Fraser. And I love that for us.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm very cynical and kind of grumpy.
Love it. And I'm beautiful.
I mean, you could argue that Kelsey Grammer is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Someone finds him beautiful.
For sure. Well, now great voice.
Hi there. I wanted to see if you guys had any tips for dealing with people who don't express gratitude. It's something I always feel like I'm super conscious of. And I guess I'm coming off a certain situation where I was trying to get a reservation for Mother's Day. And, you know, everything's booked up. And then I finally did. It's for a large party. And the only thing I got back from my sister was, cool. I'm like, just a simple thank you, I think, would have done. But I can't tell her that. So, like, how do you encourage people to express gratitude that, like, you need that? No, it's kind of a tricky situation. Anyways, I hope you're having a beautiful day and that Dory, you're cuddling with adorable Henry. Okay. Bye.
So I've thought about this a lot because I feel like there's lots of layers of things going on in the situation.
100%.
And including like how we now communicate with each other because of email and text and social media.
Yes. You can sometimes really not know somebody's tone.
Yeah. Like just responding cool.
Right.
Right. Does feel like they might not.
Dismissive.
Actually, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
But I also don't know if you can encourage other people to express gratitude.
I was thinking the same thing. However, you can express your needs.
Okay. Go
so
on.
If she needs to hear gratitude, she needs to ask for that need. Just call your sister and go, you know what? I worked really hard on this and that text did kind of rub me away. I just want to let you know that I worked really hard for this reservation and it would be nice if you would just say thanks or like acknowledge that I worked hard. And hopefully your sister will go, oh my God, of course. That's what I meant. I was driving. I just barely looked down and read it. I didn't think anything of it. I'm so happy you said that. So now that you know how I feel. Hopefully that's the best case scenario, you know?
So you would... See, this is so interesting because I'm so afraid of confrontation.
Same, but new Jackie...
Here we go.
...is expressing your needs. New Jackie is getting uncomfortable. I've sent so many texts/calls/conversations in the past 3 months of like, God, I'm feeling a way. I got to say something. I have to now. I can't let things slip away now. I can't adapt. I have to let people know my needs. No more of that.
And do you think there's a way to let people know your needs that is still diplomatic? Again, this might just be me being a people pleaser.
I'm such a people pleaser.
Yeah, it's really hard for me not to be.
I think being honest, just, you know, this person who just called, I feel like that was all lost on the sister. You know, I'm feeling a way about that text. And I'm not mad at you. I'm not blaming you. I'm not trying to put any like defensiveness on you. I'm just saying like that text rubbed me away because of these reasons.
Yeah.
And I want to check in with you about it. We all have our wounds. We all have our triggers. We all have the, you know, this is the thing that makes me feel this way. And people don't know that. People don't know our triggers before they meet us. And you have to express them and explain. And they have to be open to that. We all have to work on communication and building intimacy in our interpersonal relationships, you know?
Especially with something like a sister relationship.
Yes.
And also, we don't know what they're, you know, with a sister or with a sibling or a parent, whoever, you have decades of stuff together.
So decades.
Who knows what you this listener could have maybe has felt this way about the sister the whole life, or maybe it's a one-time thing.
Right.
So take all that into consideration.
Yes. And I think also... expressing gratitude in your own life may be a beautiful way of opening up gratitude that other people will have, you know, sort of a live by example thing, like double down on your own gratitude. That if you're feeling like gratitude isn't coming to you.
I love that. Was my thought is ultimate. I do think you're right. And actually hearing you say that has made me rethink my initial response to this. And because I am so afraid of hurting anybody or telling people how I feel and the off chance that it might upset them, that I tend to not, I would probably in this situation not say anything and just stew.
Right.
Which
same.
Isn't healthy for me or if I were this person, the relationship I have with the sister. So I like that you suggest reaching out.
Yes.
And I do think living.
If it bothers you enough to call into a podcast.
Yeah.
You got to say something.
That's a good thing for all. If it bothers you enough to call into a podcast,
say something
or get professional help.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's so hard, but we all have this communication block for certain relationships in our life for whatever reason. And we have to work on them.
Yeah.
And so here you go, honey. Call up that sister.
And it might not always be, it might not be received not. The way you want.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to, you know, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
All right.
You know?
Stay in that kitchen then.
But also, I think gratitude is so important. It's the currency of our universe.
What? Did you come up with that?
Probably not.
That's I'm sure beautiful.
I read it. I'm sure I read it on like a bathroom stall at Cafe Gratitude or something. Who knows? But it's beautiful and very important. And check your bitch ass. If you're feeling a certain way about something, just check your bitch ass. Be like, I'm grateful for, and list the things, because that's so important for happiness.
Yeah. Getting that in check.
Yes.
Yeah, it really is. Well, we have a totally different question.
Can't wait.
That actually I'm very eager to hear your thoughts on this. Okay. This is an email from a listener. Recently, I went to Target and was browsing eyeshadows when I realized that nobody seems to be selling brushes with their shadows anymore. Was this always a thing, or is it a change that others have noticed too? I was hoping to buy a cheap shadow that came with a clean brush. And when I realized I'd need to buy a separate brush, the choices were overwhelming. Any input on your system for this? Cheap brushes that you might recommend? ? Thanks so much.
Oh my God, I just got aroused.
Do you have brush recommendations?
I mean, not only do I have brush recommendations, but just what a beautiful observation of the beauty industry.
I didn't realize that
Do you remember, Kate, like, you know, we're ladies of the 90s and early aughts. We used to have those little shitty applicators, there's like a little sponge tip.
Yes, that's how I applied eyeshadow for the first, let's say.
Yeah.
20 Same. Something years of my life.
I mean, yeah. But you know what? Everyone's realizing that those things are garbage.
And they're wasteful.
They're wasteful. They don't really apply that well. It's hard to blend. They don't really give you the color payoff. So I think they just stopped making them. So now you can buy like individual pods or quads or whatever. And even palettes come with no brushes anymore.
Wow.
And I guess it's because everyone, if I buy a palette like the the Urban Decay Nakeds, they have a ton of them. They come with like a little brush. I end up throwing that motherfucker right out. I mean, it's just a shitty little like 10 cent brush that doesn't really work, you know, that they just throw in there to kind of appease us. I would rather have a set of brushes. I have each one. I know exactly why I use it for what. And it's ready to go.
Are your brushes affordable?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
And they're vegan.
And they're vegan.
I'm going to recommend two. There is Saucebox Cosmetics. It's a woman-owned LA local brand.
Saucebox.
They're called the Goal Digger. Not gold, honey. Goal Digger brush set.
Digging for goals.
Yeah. Okay. Digging for goals. We all are. And it's always on sale. Go on their website. Great, soft, really impactful brushes, and they're really like they're not fancy like in terms of flashy. They're not flashy. They're black with like gold. They're cute, utilitarian. My makeup artist friend Edwin recommended them, and a lot of my listeners have bought them. So that's one, and they do go on sale a lot, so keep your eyes peeled. But they're not even that much, just a set. The other one is, and I want to pronounce it correctly, but it's another woman-owned brand made in LA. It's called Le Beaute Soy. Le Beaute S. Okay, it's La, B-E-A-U-T-E, and then S-O-I. La Beaute Soy. LA-based cruelty-free brush brand with strong values. And they have so many brush sets, and they're adorable and very affordable. They're all like laser cut, the Korean style. They're all vegan. It's a woman-owned brand.
What does laser cut mean?
It just means that they were cut in this Korean way that, you know, I'm not going to pretend like I know, but it's just, they're just precise and really high quality and affordable. Like, look at how cute these different sets are. They come in all kinds of colors. And again, it's a woman-owned indie brand, which I love to promote on Netflix. Like, look, this is a set. It's $27 and it's 10 brushes.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And they're cute, and they all come in like a little kit. Some of these little holders are recycled. They're made from like recycled paper, and they have lots of different colors and sets. And again, this would be a great gift for a friend for, you know, a bridal shower, bachelorette, birthday, whatever. Two brands right there. Check them out online.
Those are two brands I've never heard of. These are such good recommendations.
Listen, this is what attributes all about. I love finding women-owned brands because we want women to get rich off other women. Yes, Aaron Gibson. We want women to get rich off other women. So support women-owned companies.
You heard it here first.
That's right. Good luck in that Target aisle.
The Target aisle is overwhelming.
It's getting intense there, honestly.
And I think if you were going to use, you don't need I mean, this person might just need an individual brush.
Right. Yeah. Which you can purchase.
Yeah.
On Le Butte Soy. But also, they have them at Target. What's that? Sonia Kashuk or whatever?
Yeah, I've used
I've
their
bought
brushes.
A couple there quick in Target. Yeah, do that, you know?
Get yourself one eyeshadow brush.
Yes. Get like two or three brushes. I've been using a foundation brush lately to put my foundation on. I'm like, this is cute. I don't know why I'd used a sponge for so long.
I still just kind of slap it on with my hands.
Right. Do what you got to do. What I works mean. For you. Yeah.
All right, we've got one more email.
Can't wait.
I love this one. I'm excited to hear what you say to this. Okay, this is a little long. I have recently discovered that I have naturally curly hair after 23 years of believing I had sort of wavy on a good day hair. Mm-hmm. To make a long story short, I started noticing differences in my hair when I changed up my routine. If I went to bed with wet hair, I would wake up with this sort of tangled curly mess. If I used a hair mask or deep conditioner, my hair would have more texture to it than usual. Eventually, after much Googling, I decided to try the curly girl method, which is perhaps too nonspecific to be classified as a method. Maybe it's more of a lifestyle, an attitude, an ethos. Now I basically dump half a bottle of conditioner on my hair when I wash it, almost never shampoo, and rarely brush my hair. I've never loved my hair more. It's curly and hydrated, and I finally enjoy wearing it down because it's no longer a frizzy mess. Here's the question. Have you ever discovered that you've been taking the wrong approach to an aspect of your beauty routine for years? ? Years in all caps.
I mean, where have I not?
I mean, I want to hear... First of all, this person...
Gorgeous email.
I loved every second of it.
Beautifully said.
I have a lot of friends who are going this route. They call it squish to condish. Have you ever heard of
no,
this?
No, I have the straightest hair in the world.
Me
so
too.
So I'm unfortunately not in this subculture.
Nope, me neither.
But I love that for them. And I'm very happy that this journey has ended in such a beautiful way.
Yes, loving your locks.
Yes.
So... But that feeling of like discovery where you're like, oh my gosh, I've been doing it
Everything.
Wrong this whole time.
Everything. I mean, like so many things are coming to mind for me. Number one, oils.
Oh, totally.
You know, again, bringing up our age. In the 90s, oil free. You would never put oil on your face. How dare you? What an insane, sacrilegious thing to do. Oil is everything. I love oil. I oil up my body. I oil up my eyeballs. I oil up my lips, my titties. We talked about this on my episode of Forever 35. We oil.
Yeah.
And I love it. And it's, my body loves it. My skin responds to it. It absorbs. Why didn't I oil?
And oily skin responds well to
yes!
oil.
Yes.
It doesn't make your oily skin more oily.
Yes. Yes.
It's a revelation.
Why? And I would say... washing my hair all the time. In high school, I washed my hair every day.
This is my... In the past year,
yes.
I was washing it every day and yes. through adulthood.
And we were told to.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're like, don't wash your hair that much. You need your sebum. And now I wash my hair once a week, maybe twice a week. And my hair has grown so much in the past 2 years. It's thicker. It's healthier. Why didn't anybody tell me?
I will exercise and get real sweaty and then just dry shampoo
yep.
it
yep.
and live my life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody
oh,
tell us?
Oh, I am
us?
Not getting in that shower that much anymore.
Why didn't anybody tell us? I feel deceived.
I mean, the other big thing for me, and I, you know, I'm 40 almost, and so I grew up in the 80s mm-hmm. where we would use SPF 4.
Oh, yeah.
And even that, I would worry that was too much. And I'm a very pale, freckly
That's
person.
That's another good one.
Is not properly protecting myself
Same.
From the sun.
I mean.
Baby oof. Oil.
I tanned in the tanning bed daily.
I did it in college.
I in my
tanning
like,
bed
in,
college. In
those young years when like, I feel like my skin cells were really, you know, I needed them. It's going to set me up for the rest of my life. And I was frying them.
Yeah.
Frying them. Why didn't anybody tell me? I remember I had to get parental permission. I was under 18. They called up my friggin' parents and they go, can Jackie fry her body? They said, yes, I want my daughter tanned up. Go ahead. I confirm.
Oh my gosh. You had to get parental permission to go to the tanning booth?
Because I was underage.
I mean, tanning booth, wasn't there a whole show on E! About a tanning
oh,
salon?
Oh, yes.
Maybe they
Sunset
were spray
tan.
Maybe they were spray tanners.
No, they weren't.
Woof.
And it is a carcinogen. And no shame if you want a tan, you know, I'm just saying, I wish it just was lost on me. I was like, I don't care if I'm going to get, I don't care. I want to look tan in my two-piece prom dress.
Your
know?
Prom look, though, I have
oh,
seen.
Oh, yeah, they're
it's
on
amazing.
Point. My,
yeah.
You know, listen, the belly was tanned. It worked. But I just, oh, to go back in time and just go, Jackie, someday you're not going to want this. You're going to understand. Hindsight is 2020.
It
with
is.
Beauty products, with sun care. With life. That's a really good one, Kate.
I would love to know what listeners, what they've changed. Like, what they suddenly have that, you have that epiphany where you're like, oh my gosh.
Well, like overplugging our eyebrows. We look so much better with our eyebrows bushed out. What were we thinking?
Trends are tricky too, because they do influence, they brainwash your thinking about how you're supposed to present.
And
That's exhausting. I don't know what we were thinking.
I don't.
And it was painful. I have thick eyebrows.
Yeah. Same. And I ruined them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
R.I.P. that beautiful arch from my fifth grade photo. It's gone. I have to accept that.
But you can build it in.
Yeah. Thank God for Anastasia, honey.
Well, listen, listeners, if you have things that you took the wrong approach to and then you realized, what the hell?
I want to know all of them.
I'm dying
to know. Yes. Let us know.
Give us a call. Send us an email. Jackie, where can our listeners find you, hear you, love you, experience you?
Oh, honey, everywhere, baby. I'm in the air. I'm in the ether, okay? But if you want to hear Natch Butte, my podcast, it's sort of a sister show, I'd say, to Forever 35.
Well, like, we are.
We yell, we cry, we rant, we sing, we have fun, but it is a beauty podcast. So you check that out wherever you podcast. Natch Butte on Instagram, Jackie Michelle Johnson on Instagram if you want to see my personal life. But yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just happy to be here. I'm so grateful, and I know you and Dory are as well. So we're so grateful for everyone that listens and shares their time with us.
Seriously, like gratitude practice right here. Whoever is listening to this, I am.
We're so grateful.
So grateful for you.
And
for
thank
trusting
you.
Trusting us with your life stories.
And your time.
And your voicemails, questions about your sisters.
We love it.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.